dogs. Now, how many of these were on the ark?
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the book on why so many young people are leaving the church. It's entitled Already Gone.
Many critics scoff at the account of Noah's ark. They'll say, for example, that all the land animals couldn't have fit on board. Well, how do you answer them? In Genesis chapter 6, we're told that God sent two of every kind of land animal and seven of some to Noah. Now, skeptics falsely claim that Noah would have needed millions of creatures on board, but Noah only needed representative kinds or families of animals. For instance, scientists agree that all varieties of dogs today came from the same dog stock. They're all the same kind. In other words, Noah only needed two dogs on the ark. After the ark landed, and as dogs increased in numbers, well, different groups split off and moved to various places. Through the process of natural selection, the dog varieties arose. But this is not evolution. It's just an example of the inbuilt variability God put in dog genes. You see, Noah probably needed fewer than 10,000 animals on the ark to represent the various kinds. There was plenty of room.
One of the most popular exhibits inside our Creation Museum relates to Noah's Ark and the Flood. Much of that information has been put into a 95-page pocket guide, which is yours for a gift of any size. As we close out the week, call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or get the Ark Guide through our website of answersoffer.org.